Hello, and thanks for being with us here on the New Life Show, a series of talks with Dr. Michael Lightman. Hello, Dr. Lightman. Hello, everyone. Hello, Tal Mandelbaum. Hello. Recently, we are talking about the meaning of life, and due to the very unfortunate phenomenon of suicide around the world, 1 million people a year commit suicide. Every 40 seconds, a person commits suicide. Now, this is a vast tragedy, and we'll try to shed some light on this phenomenon and understand what can we do as a society in order to make our future better for everyone. On our previous show, we talked about people that what bugs them is the question about the meaning of life. I understood that it's very important to respect this, identify this situation, and help those people find ways to realize this inner question. And along with it, we know that there are a variety of people that have different other reasons for which they reach suicidal states. They're physiological, biological states where you have to give medical treatment. This isn't something we're going to scrutinize on this show, but there are also more social reasons for which people find themselves in suicidal states. And I'd say that something very characteristic of these people is the question of the self, the question of my connection with the environment. There's a theory by the sociologist Emil Durkheim that talks about suicide as a result of a person's connection with the environment. Sometimes there is something called an egoistic suicide where a person can't realize his self. He calls it narcissistic inclinations. He's despaired of being appreciated by his environment. And he sees no reason to keep on living. There's also a kind of suicide which comes as a result of isolation, loneliness, alienation, something especially experienced by immigrants. It happens in times of social confusion, confusion of values, in times of economical depression where people don't feel connected to the environment, that their life is meaningless, and they feel suicidal. Other states are where society is very strong, where a person sacrifices himself for the benefit of society, or things that have to do more with totalitarian regimes. These are things that we're not really going to touch. But the interesting thing about it is, I think that the connection, a person's connection with the environment is very important, and the balance between the person and society, something that makes him feel comfortable, something that gives him a meaning in life, or because for some reason he doesn't have the tools or the ability to be correctly connected with the environment, and a person feels that his self is not important, life has no meaning, and he reaches suicidal state. So in your opinion, what is the role of society in a person's desire to live? We are living a social life. We measure ourselves. We're nourished by the environment, by society. And here there's always a collision between an individual and society, where on the one hand, I need them, they nourish me, I influence them, they influence me. And on the other hand, in accordance with my development as a human being, I have different demands towards my environment. Appreciation, respect, envy, hate, love, and so on. My connection with the environment. And I also measure my success in life correspondingly in some way that ties me with the environment. I can't get rid of my natural inclinations, where I see myself nonetheless as a part of the environment. I can't completely disconnect myself from the environment. Let's put it this way. I always measure the success, how successful am I in life, in accordance with my degree, my place, my status in society. Even if I reach the most exalted, maybe disconnected position from everything, still, in some way, my calculation is towards the environment, humanity, society, the world. And this is how a person measures himself. And therefore, it's very important for us to know the foundations of his demand towards the environment, society. What do you mean? What is his attitude towards the environment? What does he demand of them? How does he see them? Meaning, well, are we talking about suicide or exactly what? Suicide. And what exactly regarding suicide? That people commit suicide, according to Durkheim's theory, because they have a bad connection with their environment, that the environment doesn't appreciate them and so on. It's also a reason to commit suicide, yes. Or they feel lonely, alienated. Again, that's connection with the environment. This is something that you can change. It's possible because a person has a certain demand towards the environment, which the environment does not fulfill. So, through a certain kind of treatment, the environment can fulfill it. Pay attention to that person, and maybe by some social work, give these people hope, attention, and so on. And by this, we fix the situation. Today we see that we're not fixing anything, not by social work, not by anything else. I'm not talking about today or today's social work. I'm talking in general about the ability, the possibility of doing it. So this is exactly what we're talking about. Let's talk in facts. 1 million people a year commit suicide. It's on the rise. Yes. Every 40 seconds someone commits suicide. Yes. Meaning that what we're doing today, maybe it helps to some extent, but... So you have to divide the inclination towards suicide into several channels and treat every channel differently. On our previous show, we talked about people that commit suicide because they found no meaning. They searched for meaning. We talked about that elaborately. And let's move on. So now we're talking about the others. Yes. All the rest, they're simply lacking something in life, something tangible in life. Yes. You gave an example because that someone commits suicide because he was betrayed. So let's talk about that. Suppose his spouse betrayed him. What about these people? How can you help these people socially wise? How can we prevent this phenomenon, even before preventing it? Let's describe what that person feels, what is his distress, and as a result, what should that person do, or what should we do in order to identify what's going on with that person? So, what does that person feel emotionally? Wait a second, you're turning to me with questions that now I have to... give you